Welcome to Career Day. Everyone, we are learning about a new career today. We do this on Wednesdays. And if you ever would like to be a guest on our Career Day, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us on our social media, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can email us through our website, mix941.fm. And class, today's guest, very special guest, very timely guest. Welcome, everyone, Ariel, nice, to the show. Hi, Ariel.
Hello.
Good morning. Now, Ariel, you are an actor and you do costumes for Freakling Brothers horror shows. How long have you been doing this?
I actually started with Freakling in 2012.
Wow. So this is like your crazy time of the year and you are a true professional. I mean, 12 years working for this with this company. You must really like it, huh?
I would hope so. I've been here long enough.
Now, is your role with Freakling Brothers, we walk through one of their horror setups, are you, you're one of the actors that are there scaring us?
Yeah, I am also responsible for helping with the costumes as well. And I've done other roles for them over the years, but those are the primary ones for this season.
Now, if anyone has any questions for Ariel on working in a haunted house and just what it entails, anything you're curious about, we would love to hear from you. You can call us. You can text us at 702-364-9400. The first thing I want to know, Ariel, is like, I've been through haunted houses before. I'm really scared of them. What would be like your best advice to someone who wants to experience it but gets scared easily? What's your best advice to someone like that?
Use that, honestly. Use that fear, because if you're scared of something, there's probably somebody else who is as well. And once you get into costume and you get into your room, it really, you're the scary thing.
I don't know if I could ever do something like that.
Well, Ariel, because you guys are so scary, have you ever broken character? You're scaring someone and you see maybe this person, maybe it's like Mercedes is coming through and starts to break down and just starts to maybe have a panic attack. Do you ever break character and tell them, hey, I'm just like you, or do you stay in character the entire time?
If they are having an actual panic attack where they're crying and they can't proceed, yes, we at Freakling Brothers do are in fact instructed to break character to try to get them out of there. But if it's just the regular level of fear, you're on your own.
Do you guys have like some sort of secret language that you use to communicate to each other? Like, so myself as a visitor wouldn't know what you're saying, but your coworkers do know what you're saying.
Sometimes, but that always kind of depends on the cast and it tends to change every year. The only one things that tend to stay particular are codes that require us to like call a manager, or the magical word for the gates of hell is purgatory. And anybody who knows that word knows that that's what gets you out of the gates of hell.
Oh, if you say the word purgatory, you'll get out?
Yes, the show basically stops instantly and you are escorted out.
Oh.
But that does mean you do not get to go forward once you say that word. So you want to be sure that you actually want out. And if you can't remember the word, then
wait,
the Gates cast is not going to stop.
Is that like common knowledge? Do you guys let people know that? Like if you get so scared and you just want out of there, say this word and the word is purgatory? Or is that just kind of a word of mouth thing that kind of people learn?
No, it was very specifically designed for the Gates of Hell. Since the Gates of Hell is an R-rated show, it is some violent language.
Oh.
And it does have some contact. So it's not for the faint of heart, which is why we devised that safe word for people who feel that it's a little too extreme for them. That way they can get out and be and feel like they're safe.
Can you explain? Because I have a friend that went, I believe, went through this, and they were telling me the levels of touching, I guess. They got sprayed on, they got shocked. What are the levels of intensity that you put that person through?
It depends on the room, and we're often changing rooms in there. But yes, currently we do have characters that spray you with water, characters that do electrocute you, but it's all very specifically planned to be safe. Nothing we do in there is designed to actually intentionally hurt anyone. And if we feel that it's too dangerous, we won't do it.
We're talking to Ariel here on Career Day. She's an actor and she does costumes for Freakling Brothers horror shows. Ariel, hang on the line because we're getting a bunch of texts. And if you have any questions for Ariel, we will definitely get to them, as many as we can. 702-364-9400. Some of the questions that we're going to get answers to that are coming in on the text lines. Have you ever been hit by someone after getting scared? Has anyone actually scared you while you were working? And of course, we're going to find out about the money, honey. How much can you make being an actor when doing costumes for Freakling Brothers? We have Ariel coming up and your questions on the way next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. New Kids on the Block tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Welcome back to Career Day. We have Ariel on with us. She's an actor and does costumes for Freakling Brothers horror shows. Okay, Ariel, we're getting a bunch of texts. This one is, have you ever gotten hit scaring someone?
Not intentionally, but it is something that can happen. But when you're trained properly and you know what you're doing, it's easy to avoid.
Oh, you just got to be quick. Sarah wants to know, have you ever seen anyone pass out?
I have not, but I've heard stories.
I would get freaked out. I'd be like, oh my gosh, they passed out on my watch. I'm really good at my job, but this is really bad.
Someone else sent a text message. Has anyone ever peed their pants? They were so scared.
Oh, yeah. That's what we call a wet kill.
A wet kill?
Yeah, that's what happens when you pee your pants.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Do you have a running tally? I'm like, oh, we had 7 wet kills this season.
Oh yeah, we'll take numbers and counts.
That is hilarious. I've learned like all the slogans or the lingo. We've got wet kill, we've got purgatory. There's like so many different things here. Okay, Ariel, have you ever been in a haunted house that you felt like it was like too much? Like this, I couldn't go through something like this.
I have not yet come across one that I could not handle. But I started with the Gates of Hell, so I already started at 11.
So you work in this business. This is the industry that you work in. What is the scariest movie, in your opinion?
For me, one of the movies that scare me the most is actually the first Pet Sematary.
Oh, the Stephen King classic.
Oh, that was scary. I did not like that movie at all. Wow. Someone wants to know, what do you do for work when it's not Halloween season?
It varies depending, but right now I'm a receptionist for a collection company.
Oh, also scary too.
That is also terrifying.
Oh, quite so many questions for that one too.
The people you have to deal with, I'm sure, are pretty scary, huh?
Wet kills in that one too.
I hope not.
All right, Ariel, it's time. We got to get to the money question now. What can someone who's working with, not necessarily Freakling Brothers specifically, but in this haunted house industry, what's the money like?
For most places, it's usually volunteer, but with Freakling has always gone above minimum wage.
Oh, nice.
And they can go up to $100 a night.
Oh, that's cool. $100 a night, scaring people?
Yeah.
That's some nice cash there. You get paid to scare people. I wish I got paid to scare people. Well, actually, maybe I do. Hey, Ariel, thank you so much. That was so insightful, so interesting. I know this is your crazy time of year, and we really appreciate you shedding some light and kind of pulling back the curtain on what you do. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yeah, if anyone wants to come see us, we're at Desert Breeze Park, right there across from the pool.
And don't forget, the word is purgatory, but then everything is over for you when you say it.
Yes.
Thanks, Ariel. We were good.